Welcome to the audio podcast of The Table,
a new United Methodist community of faith taking shape at Central UMC in Sacramento, California.
The podcast currently features the messages of Matt Smith and Linda Duhirsu,
with a musical introduction by Anthony Coleman, our director of music.
Thanks for listening.
Ago, the people gathered and were ignited by passion for God, lit up by Pentecost fire, shouting out in Pentecost voices, carried away on Pentecost winds. The writer of Acts records it like this.
Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs? In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are all filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show portents in the heavens above, and the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Sak passe na bule kikiki konde bonye rele yele tande jazzy jazzy. Let's rock to the rhythm of the root ah root ah ah root ah ah ah. Let's rock to the middle of the root ah root 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 ah ah. Vala va va vala vala. Dobla Oslo Pospisonse, Pospisonse. Let's rock to the rhythm of the root, ah, root, ah, ah, root, ah, ah, ah. Let's rock to the rhythm of the root, ah, root, ah, 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 ah.
It's the night for us to party. Feeling right. We dance, we sing, we tongue the fire.
Get down on the floor. Get down on the flow. Get down on the flow. Flow, get down on the flow. Let the speakers flow. People speak with languages that they don't even know. Alabare, ala, alabare. Alabare, ala, ala, alabare. Ale fuente. Detrás. Todo el mundo está lindo con la plaza.
It's the night for us to party. Feeling right. We dance, we sing, with tongues of fire. They think we're crazy. They think we're drunk, speaking every language. Fire on our tongue.
share our money. We share our music. We share our money so there ain't no one in need. We share our money. We share our music. We share our money. Share our music so there ain't no one in need.
I'm going to conspire for a moment with Anthony, and I think I'm going to ask Byron to help me later too, and maybe Aaron. Later on, I'm going to talk for a few minutes, and then I would like on a cue, Anthony, and I'm not as good of a musician, so I can't just cue it like this, but I want you to do, how is it? It doesn't matter. We'll talk about that later, but what I'm going to need is just like a solo of the next song, like on the trumpet, just a line from it, and then I'm going to talk about it a second, and then if you guys would come in on the same thing and just do it together, okay? That's our conspiracy. We won't tell everyone, all right? That's what I always thought a conspiracy was, right? You're like going over into an area and you're telling folks that this is what we're going to do and no one else knows what's going on. That's the conspiracy part, right? That's what Hollywood has taught us. But think about it. What does the word conspire actually, what does it actually mean? I was struck by a sermon by a pastor of pastors, a preacher of preachers named Barbara Brown Taylor. And she talks about it this way. To conspire, if you just break it down, cone is just like with together. And spire is spirit, and at the root of spirit is breath. So conspire is literally just with breath. And so Pentecost might just be the greatest story ever of a conspiracy, with breath coming over everyone in a way that they could not imagine. And so what I wonder about is whether it's a couple people like us right here conspiring, breathing together in this space, or whether it's all of us, or whether it's 2,000, that's what a conspiracy is, and that's what God is calling us into this morning, and maybe just every morning. But the deal is this, the church of my childhood, this is not what conspiracy looked like. In the church of my childhood, moving around like that, if we had asked everyone to stand and to dance on the sides, I don't think that would have happened. And I know my dad would not let us go back to that place the next week if it did happen, because that is not prim and proper. That is not the right way, is what I think I grew up with. And I love my family, but that's what I've learned my whole life. So for me to move in music, to music and worship like this, I have to let go of some serious baggage, some serious ways that I've been taught. And Anthony teaches me a lot. And one of the things that he taught me about is he hasn't taught me that much about Afrobeat music except through playing it. I had to go read about it on my own because I'd never heard what Afrobeat was. And I didn't want to confess that. I didn't want to acknowledge it. So thank goodness for Wikipedia. So I found Afrobeat, and it comes to us from the 1960s from an artist named Fela Kuti. And maybe many of you have already heard of him. You know about what he did and who he was and how he created this genre of music. But so Afrobeat music came to us in the 1960s as this young Nigerian man. He had traveled the world. So he was part of an elite class in Nigeria. His father was a priest, a pastor in the Church of England, and his mom was a feminist activist in Nigeria. And they afforded him the capacity to study, to travel the world. And as he did that, he came into contact with jazz music here in the U.S. and in other parts of the world. And he started to blend together the traditional harmonies and rhythms of Nigerian music with U.S. jazz. And it started to shake things up in the world of music and socially. See, people, when they describe Fela's music, it is confrontational. It can be in your face at moments. And that was his way of being in the world. He was crossing boundaries because in his very flesh, that's who he was. He was a hybrid. He was Nigerian, and he had studied around the world. He was learning from the traditional music of his community and taking the best of everything that was around him and blending it together. That's what he was doing. And Anthony's band is called Sankofa, and it literally means to go back and get it, is the phrase. But it's not to go back and get it so that I can stay just like I used to be. It's like, go back and get the best of what was so that we can become what we need to be going forward. But we're not going to break ourselves from the past. We know that to unfold into God's future, we have to go back to learn from God's people in the past. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going back to get the story of Pentecost in Acts 2 to see how it might help us to conspire this day, to enter into God's conspiracy together, because it's not just back then, it's right now, and it's in the future as well. God's conspiracy is with us all the time. Everyone was together, and they experienced something powerful in that room. It was a sound like a mighty wind. The disciples and the Holy Spirit were conspiring. Barbara Brown Taylor says it like this: performing an artificial resuscitation on a room full of well-intentioned bumblers. Gosh, she just called, like, she speaks to me in that moment. I feel like a well-intentioned bumbler sometimes. Too often, actually. Turning them into a force that changed the history of the world. Shy people became bold. Scared people became gutsy. And lost people found a sure direction. Disciples who did not believe themselves capable of tying their own sandals without Jesus discovered the abilities within themselves that they never knew they had. And when they opened their mouths to speak, they sounded like Jesus. That's what conspiring with the Holy Spirit does. It fills our spiritual lungs with the very breath of God, and we're changed. We're changed. But oftentimes, I think in my own life, when I pray, I'm not always aware of it, but I don't often pray to be utterly changed. I don't pray to be made new. I kind of like things the way they are. I like the routines and the rhythms. It's like, come Holy Spirit and bless the stuff that I already know so I can just keep on keeping on. That's a prayer. I don't actually say it out loud consciously, but I live it most of the time, and maybe some other folks in this room do too. It's like, I don't want to have to change too much. I kind of like the way it is, the way it is. We're going to talk about this in our next worship series on the evolution of church. Like, how have people of God come to worship God through the centuries? And how have we been formed and transformed as we've tried to worship anew? A God is with us that is calling us forward always. See, I don't think those folks gathered in that upper room, I don't think they expected a violent wind to come upon them. I don't think they expected tongues of fire. And when they started to speak from their differences, this is a powerful story about how God embraces diversity. Not flattening it to make everyone the same, but to say everyone speaks from their authentic place and we understand one another. Can you imagine that kind of authenticity? Not everybody made everybody else like them, but they spoke from their place, their deepest truths, and they understood one another. They were breathing, conspiring together. It was a conspiracy that Pentecost morning, and Dave says it in his lyrics to Tongues of Fire. They rocked to the rhythm of the ruah. It's the Hebrew word for breath, spirit. They rocked to that rhythm. Again, the church of my childhood, rocking to the rhythm meant like the orderly structure of a nice hymn. Afrobeat music takes us out of that. And the place of freedom, the place of grace, isn't in dismantling the structure. It's in finding the freedom in it and through it. That's what that music has to teach, at least me. So what would it look like if we were to actually conspire together, to breathe together with God's love and God's grace? We've been praying about that for a long time. And not long ago, we were just a couple folks that gathered in this community, in this space. And we've grown to this place. But we know that for too many people in Sacramento to actually walk through the walls of an established church like this, it's not going to happen. See, we've been burned so bad, and we've been bored so profoundly, that there is no way we're going to walk through those doors. And so some of us in this very room, it took courage to come this morning. For folks, though, around us, they're not even going to come through these doors to know that we are in the midst of a conspiracy, to let folks know that God's love is for us and for the whole world, and get caught up in that like a violent wind with tongues of fire, to say God is moving in and through this world, this community, right here and right now, calling us in our difference to be made new. And we're going to try something in the fall. We don't even know if we're going to call it worship or a kitchen table. We don't even know what we're going to call it. But we know that we need to meet out. We already do. We have kitchen tables that meet all over the place. But starting in the fall, we're going to start an evening I'll say worship, because we like to put things in boxes. I do. And it might be gathering. That's even better. Good call. We didn't know this is a brainstorming session and a sermon. We're going to gather in the fall with folks, and it might be in an art gallery. It may be in a coffee house, maybe a bar, maybe in some place that we have not even begun to imagine. And we're going to do it on Sunday evenings with folks to come together who can be reconnected to God's grace, who've been burned and bored by church so bad that they cannot fathom walking in these doors. And maybe some in this room are going to be called by God to conspire with us in that, and to be part of doing the setup and the hospitality and to making it possible for these folks to come together to be God's people, to conspire together themselves. And maybe some folks in this space are going to be called to be part of that, and maybe others are going to come forward in this community in new ways. I wonder what this conspiracy is going to look like a year from now. Could you have imagined this for those that were around a couple years ago? Where could God's grace be unfolding with us? There's a way that I want to have us try to listen to it, because God's grace isn't something we can put in a box, and the Holy Spirit certainly isn't either. So, Anthony, if you would give me something of a song that's coming up next, just on your own. Breathing new life into us. We exhale the breath. It comes out in that instrument. And when it's one person, God is forming and transforming their life, conspiring, breathing with them, in them, through them. And then we come together, and there are several of us that start to inhale and to exhale. And the Spirit is born with us together. And before we know it, that conspiracy is like, you can feel it in your bones when they start to play. The conspiracy moves in us and it calls us out. I think that's what conspiracy sounded like. I think that's what it felt like that first time when the winds came through and the fires of tongues came down, breathing, conspiring with God and with one another. That's what Pentecost feels like. That's conspiring together. Last week after worship, a person in our community came to me, and I've never had this happen before. A person came to me after worship and handed me a wad of cash, just lots of it, and said, I know that there's a person in this community that needs this more than I do, and so I want you to give it to them. And so I put it in my pocket, and that happened. I passed that on to a person that really deeply needed it. And Dave's song says, we'd share our money, we'd share our music, so there ain't no one in need. And that's what Pentecost was. It's kind of everyday stuff, like breathing. And it's profound stuff as well. And then we went home, and through the week, maybe some of you guys were here, we started to place food on the table last week, and Diego and Nicole led us. And by the end of that worship service, there's just food overflowing that table. And this week, folks came in from a local nonprofit to take that out to families who have need. And Linda received an email that I want to just share parts of it. This is from a person involved with the organization who, I presume this person is a case manager who works with a family who has needs in Sacramento. The events of yesterday have truly reinforced my beliefs of this concept made entirely possible by your generosity and kindness. Yesterday, I met with my supervisor to brainstorm ways to better support a family that's struggling to meet their basic needs of life. The family is extremely resilient and full of pride, but with two parents, three children, and a pregnant teenager in the home, resources are scarce. During the meeting, my supervisor and I discussed ways to help this family keep food on the table and obtain diapers and formula for a newborn arriving any day. Less than 20 minutes after leaving the meeting, I was approached by a person from our community of faith, asking if I knew of any families that could benefit from donations like this, the ones that were overflowing the table. I left the office that day with a trunk full of food and diapers and formula. To say that the family was grateful would be an understatement. The best way to describe their reaction would be a look of relief. There was relief that the family will have options for dinner that night. Relief that the list of baby needs is getting shorter. Relief that even though they never asked, they still received. On behalf of myself and the family and the many coworkers who were touched by yesterday morning's coincidence, thank you. Sometimes we call it a coincidence, but I think it's a conspiracy. I think God is breathing in us and through us, calling us out to be God's people in this world now and always.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
thank you.